In the Amazon rainforest, there's an Indian tribe called the Yanomami. They live in Brazil and in Venezuela, and their numbers are declining as modern society edges in on their land. Yet, for the most part, they remain, living just as they have for centuries. As a reward for their cultural survival, they have been thoroughly examined by anthropologists. Well, this year there is an exhibition about the Yanomami in Paris, and it presents artists, not scientists, encounters with the tribe. 5 of these 12 artists actually went to the Amazon to work with the Yanomami. They visited a small Brazilian village of 127 people. One of the artists was New York sound artist Stephen Vitiello.
When I was invited to participate, I knew that an opportunity to go to the Brazilian rainforest would sort of open up a world of sound to me. I had guesses and ideas of what I might hear, and was more amazed than I can say about the richness and density and surprising changes of sound. From the moment I got there, the density of sound was what caught me first. I mean, I kept wondering where every single sound was coming from. And even in the 6 days that I spent in the forest, found that most of the recordings that I did, if not all of the recordings I did, were of things beyond my vision. It was always what I could hear, but never what I could see. I would take long walks with some of the young men, and they would go out with a bow and arrow and hunt for monkeys or other animals, and it was always based on what they could hear. And as far as I could tell, it was never something that they could see. Really, they had learned to kind of function with their ears the way many of us learn to function with our eyes. A unique quality of this village was that of the 145 people, there was actually 11 shaman. Often, every village has at least one or two, but in this case, there were several. The shaman is the cultural, spiritual, healing leader of the village. My strongest encounters were with Lorival, who is the eldest shaman of the village. And Lorival was, I would say, the first one who took, and perhaps the only one who really took a strong interest in what I was doing. He came over, saw that I had my equipment. He had been told that I would be doing sound recordings. And he put his arms on my shoulder and started to show me the forest with his hand and make the sounds of animals. At that moment, the anthropologist was not there to translate, but he just would start to make the whistles and the whispers and the groans of the forest. And he really gave me, in a sense, the oral vision and sort of the entry point in which to enter the community and really instructions on how and when to start listening. From that point on, whenever he would see me, he would describe sounds based on a system that they call Heya, H-E-A, in which each sound has its own unique meaning, so that a sound of a woodpecker might mean that a woman will become pregnant with her second child. Another animal's cry might mean that mangoes are ripe, or it could be something very dark or something warm and happy. I mean, it really, the forest has meaning as he interprets it. Lorival was, my guess is, probably in his late 50s, early 60s. And having done years and years and years of hallucinogenics, had this kind of beautifully wild look in his eyes at all times. I made a point of recording sounds both of the jungle and of the village, both of those sound environments being very important to my experience of the place, and all of which became elements for the installation that I eventually created.
Sound artist Stephen Vitiello talking about his experience in the Amazon. His work is part of the exhibition Yanomami, The Spirit of the Forest, at the Cartier Foundation in Paris. until October 5th.